Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, it's happening all over the United States. Wayne Allen Root, violence, 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 and it sure isn't the Republicans committing the violence. The hoodlums, the thugs, the punks have taken over the country because Democrats are in charge of big inner cities. And Democrats are writing the laws, and Democrats are in charge of the courts, and George Soros has funded Democrat district attorneys who let the criminals go and prosecute policemen and law-abiding citizens for wearing a mask below their nose. But the murderers, they get off. New York City records the most violent week of this year, and this is the most violent year they've seen in decades. 46 separate shootings. 50 people shot in 46 separate incidents over 7 days, ending Sunday. Violent crime skyrocketed 300% in New York City. The numbers are incredible. And it's getting worse all over the country. Terrible crime in every big city. Terrible crime in California. And that's why, I believe, as of minutes ago, we found out that its official signatures have been approved and it has triggered a recall election for California Governor Gavin Newsom. You know what I think? I'll vote for the tranny over the commie. I'll even vote for the tranny, Caitlyn Jenner, over the commie, Gavin Newsom. Caitlyn Jenner is a tranny, but she's not bothering me. You want to be a tranny in peace in another house 5 miles away from me? How does it bother me? I don't care. Be a tranny. Change out your penis for a vagina, or keep your penis and add 2 breasts. I really don't care. Have at it. Good luck. What you do in your bedroom is your problem. But as long as you're a conservative tranny and you believe in lower taxes and less regulations and not letting every illegal into the state, then I'm on your team. So I'll take the tranny over the commie. These people are all nuts. UCLA students are claiming that automatic soap dispensers are racist. I can't even read the story without laughing. Soap dispensers are racist at UCLA. The crazy people are in charge of UCLA. All the students at these colleges are mentally ill. How did their parents raise such mentally ill, nutjob, snowflake losers? UCLA students are claiming automatic soap dispensers, the kind you find in restrooms that dole out soap without having to be touched in the age of COVID. Good stuff, right? No, they're racist. And the basis for the claim is students who say the dispensers don't see their hands because of the color of their skin, and force black and brown bodies to show their palms, which are the only light areas of the skin. Oh, my God. These people are absolutely have a loose screw. Something wrong with them. Wow. Biggest news story of the day for me is what's going on in Arizona. We're going to prove, you weren't with me in hour one and two, we are absolutely, positively going to prove that the election was stolen across the country. Because if you could prove it happened in Arizona, it happened everywhere. The bad news is I have yet to get an expert who can give me an answer certainly no answer I want to hear. I don't think the average person understands. Once you prove the election was stolen, they think that means you're going to reinstate Trump as president. I wish you were right, but I don't think it is. I don't believe no matter what you prove, you can unseat the sitting president that's been sworn in, Joe Biden. I mean, you could try, and I'm on your side. I hope we do. But I think you're going to be shocked to find out we absolutely prove everything I ever said was true. You know, I've said it 1,000 times on the show. The election was rigged. The election was fixed. The election was stolen in the locker room. They found extra points after the game was over. And in the morning, they awarded it to the losing team and made them the winner. And there's no question they stole the election. And I say it loudly and proudly. They stole the election, they stole the election, they stole the election. After rigging the election, rigging the election, rigging the election, fixing the election, fixing the election, fixing the election. Say it out loud with me. They fixed it, they rigged it, they stole it. But after you prove it, it's going to be like the Hunter Biden laptop. I never believed they could cover up a real piece of news, serious news. Never has there been anything more serious. Serious as a heart attack. Who's going to elect a guy who's proven to be a fraud? Joe Biden's a fraud. His son was screwing little Chinese girls. And they had blackmail and bribery. And Joe Biden was, what was it, Mr. Big? I can't remember the name anymore. I think it was Mr. Big. Joe Biden was Mr. Big, and Mr. Big was supposed to be the guy taking the bribes. They were leaving some of the bribe always for Mr. Big. And that was clearly Joe Biden. So they're going to cover up the fact that we've now proven the election was stolen. After they stole it and after they tried to steal it, you know, to steal free speech and steal common sense and steal your ability to see what's in front of your eyes by telling you you're not allowed to talk about it. If you talk about it, you're banned from Twitter. You're banned from Facebook. You're banned from social media. You're banned from YouTube. You're banned from Instagram. Any mention of a stolen election, you're banned. Well, that it's folks, didn't Stacey Abrams say the election was stolen in Georgia from her, a black Democrat? Yes, she did. Stacey Abrams, you know, the incredibly fat woman with the gap teeth? She said the election was stolen from her. And nobody had a problem with that. But if you're a Republican, you say an election's stolen. And by the way, her election wasn't stolen. Our election was stolen. So they'll let you talk about it if you think it was stolen, but it wasn't. But you can't talk about it if it was stolen. If it really was stolen, you're banned and censored in the United States like a communist nation, like Nazi Germany. That's how you know it was stolen. They won't let you talk about it. So as soon as we prove it was stolen, they're going to absolutely cover it up like the Hunter Biden laptop. But we will all forever know they stole the election and we had it right. As I said in hour number one, we have the power. We could make these people drop to the ground in pain. Go woke or get woke, go broke. The Oscar TV ratings plunged last night, down more than 50% from a year ago to a record low in history. I think the lowest in history was like 25 million people watching it. And they had 9 million watching last night. That's it. It had a 1.9 rating among adults 18 to 49. 9.85 million total viewers, setting new record lows. You know, all the award shows, every one of them are dying. And they're dying because it proves Biden didn't win the election. The silent majority shutting liberals out. Oscar ratings, 13.75 million fewer viewers than last year. Last year's ceremony garnered a 5.3 rating, a key demographic. And this year, a 1-point-something rating. More proof that we won the election. They didn't. The census is out. And keep in mind, Trump tried, we tried, to ban them from counting illegal aliens. And we lost. The damn Supreme Court said you got to count them. And we still gained House seats. And they lost House seats. Which means we gain electoral votes and they lose electoral votes. The first set of results from the 2020 census are in, reveal that red state of Texas will gain 2 House seats. California and New York will each lose 1. Also gaining seats, Florida, Montana, Oregon, Colorado, and North Carolina. States losing House seats include Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. The states which gain seats are largely won by former President of the United States, Donald Trump. States which Biden won during the election are losers, according to Bloomberg. And because the Electoral College factors in House representation, those states will lose influence in the 2024 presidential vote. More detailed demographics will be released August 16th. And that detailed demographic will show the growth in various population centers, which will guide the states in redrawing congressional district maps. But again, you really think Biden won the election when the reality shows that people are running away from blue states and all moving to red states? Another factor over the weekend, which I think is living proof that Biden didn't win the election, is real estate is up 18% nationwide. It's unbelievable. It's the most incredible real estate boom anyone has ever seen, but no one's telling you what the real underlying facts are. The fact is everybody is running from blue states and running to red states. That's why the demographics, that's why the census, but it, most importantly, real estate shows it. This isn't all real estate up 18%. It's red state real estate up 30% probably, and blue state real estate down 10%. When you average them together, all real estate's up 18%. Everybody's getting away from blue states. More information that I think proves that Wainwright is right again. U.S. states close mass vaccination centers due to falling demand. Nobody wants the vaccine anymore. Whoever wanted it has gotten it, primarily Democrats. I know Trump and I disagree on this one, and I'm the one who turns out to be right, not Trump. Republicans don't want the vaccine. And everything that you heard about COVID is turning out to be wrong. Everything. When we get back, I'll read you the long list over the week that proves everything you thought you knew about COVID. Texas and Florida, fewer COVID cases than Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, California. You know why? Because there's no masks in Florida and Texas. There's no lockdowns. There's no social distancing. There's no limits in restaurants. People get COVID because of mass lockdowns and social distancing. You numbnuts! Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, it's the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh, my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Here's what's wrong with our country right here. This sums it all up. Someone has to be held accountable. Makaia Bryant's family weighing legal action after shooting. Let me get this straight. She was trying to stab people to death who were unarmed, got shot by police, and now her family says someone has to be held accountable. You know who has to be held accountable? Makaia Bryant. Maybe your family should get sued because they raised a little monster, a little murdering monster, allegedly. We all saw in video that she's a murdering monster. The family of Makaia Bryant, who was fatally shot during an officer-involved shooting in Columbus, Ohio, is considering legal action. Deja Torrance, a cousin, told Business Insider that Bryant called the police when two women showed up at her home in Columbus and fought with her. Officials have not confirmed yet whether Bryant made the 911 call. Torrance stated that her mother, Hazel Bryant, and Bryant's biological mother, Paula, are speaking with a lawyer and are seeking to take legal action. Of course they are. This is your moment to get rich because you raised a daughter that was trying to murder people and got shot to death by police. You deserve to get rich. It's like your lucky day. You won the lottery. Can you imagine there are millions of poor people in America, and each time one of their kids gets murdered, they win the lottery. They pick up $10 million for the police and the taxpayers. It's like it's your lucky day when your kid gets murdered in the Democrat community. Torres did not elaborate on the details about what agency or official they will sue, but someone has to be held accountable. The family doesn't want this to be another senseless killing that goes under the rug. Senseless killing! The police pulled up and she was trying to stab a girl to death. Should a 16-year-old girl slashing at people with a knife be held accountable? That's who should be held accountable, her and her family. Torrance appeared to respond to the video footage showing Bryant with a knife and apparently ready to attack the other young women before she was shot. She says, we're talking about a kid. She's a kid. She's 16, defending herself from 20-somethings. If I felt threatened, if I felt a group of individuals coming on my property where I lived to fight me, I would do whatever I needed to protect myself. Meanwhile, she claimed the foster care system which Bryant was using failed her. There's been some talk about the foster family or of how she's had issues with the foster family. So as a family, we've tried to navigate that over the years, Torrance said. I haven't been in contact with them, but I want people to know we should be holding somebody accountable for the 16-year-old kid's death. What a strange world we live in. Over the weekend, Representative Val Demings, Democrat of Florida, a former police chief in Florida, said the officer who fatally shot Micaiah Bryant last week appeared to have been responding as he was trained to deal with a chaotic situation. I also was a patrol officer who was out there on the street having to make those split-second decisions, she told CBS News on Sunday. You know, now everybody has the benefit of slowing the video down and seizing the perfect moment. The officer on the street does not have that ability. He or she has to make those split-second decisions, and they're tough. But the limited information that I know in the video, she said, in viewing the video, it appears the officer responded as he was trained to do with the main thought of preventing a tragedy and loss of life of the person who was about to be assaulted. Wow. I mean, just glory hallelujah. A black Democrat actually weighs in and says the cop had a right to shoot her. It's amazing. You have to say glory hallelujah over that. Phew. Let's talk about a couple other big issues. What do we have, about a minute to go? I think this one is a huge issue. Silicon Valley Titans donated $7.5 million to the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, Patrice Cahn-Coolers, who then helped them lobby to control the Internet via net neutrality while the tech giants censor her online critics. Do you realize the scam going on here? You give $7.5 million to a bunch of Marxists who claim they hate capitalism so they can get rich and buy houses in white neighborhoods. They're black, they hate white people, they hate capitalism, but they want $7.5 million to buy mansions in white neighborhoods where there are no black people. Nice, safe white neighborhoods. And then you help them lobby to control the Internet via net neutrality. Well, the tech giants agree to look the other way and not allow anyone to criticize Black Lives Matter while it motivates and inspires riots and murders and burnings and lootings. Incredible. Facebook co-founder Dustin Moskovitz, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, and the wife of Netflix's billionaire CEO Reed Hastings all donated generously to a PAC and charities controlled by this gal, I say that nicely, this lesbian Marxist who started Black Lives Matter. Can you imagine millions of dollars and then she campaigns for them to have net neutrality and they cover up her crimes?
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Texas is a big winner in the 2020 census results, which are out today.
Six states will gain seats in the House of Representatives. Texas will gain two seats, and Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon will each gain one seat.
The Census Bureau's acting director, Ron Jarman, saying seven states will lose seats in Congress. That includes California, Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. The Supreme Court is agreeing to review a New York law that limits carrying concealed firearms outside the home, potentially loosening gun laws nationwide in the first major Second Amendment case since 2010. The case involves an appeal by two New York gun owners regarding a lower court's ruling throwing out their challenge to restrictions on concealed handguns outside the home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, is with you. The phone number, 833-WAR-TALK. What do you think of what's going on in Arizona, in Maricopa County? And do you think it means the entire election was stolen? Do you think we'll be validated? What do you think it means for Clark County, Las Vegas, Nevada? If they stole Maricopa, you know they used the exact same ways to steal Clark County. What do you think of the woke going broke in the Oscars last night? We've got the power. That's why my new book is coming out, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, with a list of all the companies we've got to go after and drive them out of business. In any case, sponsor of this segment of the show is Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative to traditional health care. It's perfect for the gig economy. It's perfect for independent contractors. It's perfect for small business owners. It's all about flexibility, portability, affordability, ease of access. It's about treating you like you're the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually only CEOs of big companies get this kind of health care that you get with Revive Healthcare. It's about giving you health care anywhere you want, anywhere in the country, and the cost is only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll save hundreds of dollars on medications. No waiting at a doctor's office. It's all telemedicine. Sign up today at Revive Healthcare and revive-healthcare.com. Make sure you do it the right way now. Revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. Their team is standing by 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So this article at Breitbart.com is truly amazing. It's the article about the Silicon Valley Titans. I talked about it in the last segment of the show. The Silicon Valley Titans have donated $7.5 million to Black Lives Matter co-founder. But you have to hear the whole article because it's really quite amazing. You know, Facebook co-founder Dustin Moskovitz, listen to how rich these little elitist snob punk scumbags are. Moskovitz and his wife, Carrie Tuna. What a name. Carrie Tuna? Where do you get a name like that? Is she the tuna of the sea? His wife is Carrie Tuna, contributed more than $5.5 million to Con Cullen's groups. Con Cullen is this Patrice Con Cullen, the founder of Black Lives Matter. She's a lesbian Marxist. They all hate money, except they want to get rich by hating money. So Moskovitz gave $5.5 million through his Open Philanthropy and Good Ventures nonprofits between 2017 and 2020. Can you imagine? These white liberals have nothing else to do but give to a black Marxist lesbian so she can get rich. Well, Moskovitz left Facebook in 2008. He still has a 2% stake in the company, which accounts for nearly $20 billion of his net worth. Not $20 million, $20 billion. And Dorsey, as in Jack Dorsey of Twitter, donated $1.5 million in 2020 through his philanthropy to Black Lives Matter. And M4BL, a coalition of anti-capitalist activist groups founded by Con Coolers. Anti-capitalist activist groups. Wow. The report added some of Twitter CEO's $1.5 million donation was made in connection with the Sierra Lionel Foundation, a charity founded by singer Rihanna. That same year, Quinlan donated $250,000 to reform L.A. jails, a California PAC chaired by Con Coolers. Con's a perfect name, because you're a con woman. But let's say, allegedly, 1 year earlier, Reform LA Jails had given out more than a quarter of its budget to companies controlled by Khan Coolers and her lesbian wife, Janaya Khan, as well as to writer Asha Bandali. These people, I've never heard of names like this in my life. And rapper Damon Turner, her son's father. So this is the guy she used to bang. That's who she gave her money to. That's a charity. I didn't know that was a charity. Do you know that was a charity? You know, someone gives so that the kids don't starve to death, and then the charity gives it to themselves and their son's father and people that are rappers and writers who write your life story. I didn't realize you could hand the money out to all your friends and all the people writing great things about you, satisfying your ego. Isn't it amazing what a scam nonprofits are? It's just a massive scam. The largest payment, $173,000, went to Bandali, Asha Bandali, who co-wrote Khan Cooler's 2018 memoir, When They Call You a Terrorist, which features a foreword by radical Marxist Angela Davis. Can you believe what I'm reading to you? It's hard to believe, isn't it? They're tied in with theft. They steal the money. They give it to themselves. They're tied in with radicals. They're tied in with terrorists. They're proud to call themselves terrorists on a book deal. They hate, they're all Marxists. They hate men in the household. They're lesbians. And they hate capitalism, but they just love stealing all the money for themselves. But again, I'll say again and again and again, it's alleged, it's alleged, it's alleged, it's an opinion show, it's my opinion. But the largest payment, $173,000, went to the person who co-wrote her memoir. What has that got to do with freeing people from prison? Reform LA jails. What has that got to do with your PAC? The PAC also paid $63,500 to Turner. Keep in mind, that's the guy she had sex with, so he's the father of her kid. Through Trap Heels LLC, an LA-based entertainment and clothing company they control. And most of that money went to campaign consultants. And those are campaign consultants that Khan Coolers, the lady who founded, the Marxist who founded Black Lives Matter, controls. Wow. In 2019, the PAC chaired by Khan Coolers had also paid Janaya and Patrice Consulting, a company controlled by Khan Coolers and Janaya Khan, her lesbian girlfriend, $110,000 as campaign consultants. It also paid Dignity and Power Now, a nonprofit started by Khan Coolers, $10,000 for polling and survey research. Keep in mind, it's another nonprofit started by Khan Coolers. The report added that while PACs are not allowed to be used for personal expenses, ha ha ha, there are no rules prohibiting officers of a California PAC from paying themselves or family members for consulting services. And in addition to donations, the tech giants have also censored stories about Khan Coolers and Black Lives Matter. Earlier this month, Twitter censored sports journalist Jason Whitlock, who's black, by the way, over his criticism of Khan Coolers' purchase of a $1.4 million home in Los Angeles. So she's using the PAC's money, allegedly, to buy multi-million dollar mansions, because that was just one of several mansions she bought. A Twitter spokesperson told the New York Post Whitlock's tweet criticizing her violated the Twitter rules on private information, and the account owner was required to delete the tweet. Meanwhile, Facebook, so that was Twitter, Facebook blocked its users from linking to a New York Post story about Khan Coolers' recent $3.2 million in real estate purchases. While the story was based on public records, Facebook said it violated the platform's privacy and personal information policy. You just can't believe what you're reading. Think of all the things together that you just read here. The people who founded Black Lives Matter are lesbian Marxists who hate men and who clearly hate white people, who inspire and motivate and cheer on rioting, burning, looting, muggings, and murder. And yet they get millions and millions of dollars from social media white liberal guilty billionaires. And then they use the money to pay themselves and other nonprofits that they own through other nonprofits that they own. And they're, you know, the guy they used to bang that gave them their child, and their lesbian girlfriend, and their consulting companies, and their political companies, and the writers who write their biographies. Unbelievable. It's like a web of scams. And none of it helps black people. None of it stops policemen from shooting black criminals. None of it helps young black people living in poverty without fathers in the household making bad choices and bad decisions. None of it stops black-on-black crime on the streets of Chicago and other major cities. Black-on-black genocide, murders every day. They're like add up to mass murder 24 hours a day in black neighborhoods that the liberal media refuses to make a big deal. What's Black Lives Matter done for black people? The answer is nothing. Zero. Zilch. Wayne Allyn-Root, the Warrior, will be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I'm in the final days of my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase, join right now at 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR, and during the month of February, you and your loved one get 2 for 1. That's right, buy one, get one free. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by my podcast, War Raw, by Wayne Allen Root. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Started out a 1 day a week. Weekend only podcast. Now it's every day of the week, plus still the weekend edition, which is my favorite. It's my top 10. All the great stories of the week that you need to know, Casey Kasem style. Remember, he had America's Top 40. So this is the top 10 for conservatives. Most interesting stories, funniest stories, crazy stories, most insane stories, most controversial stories. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast. How do you get it? It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. So there's a new poll out from the National Republican Congressional Committee. It's an internal survey of battleground congressional seats. And it finds Republicans are poised to take back the House in the upcoming midterms. The April Battleground Survey also found House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is the most unpopular politician in the country. Previously, the NRCC's February polling found Pelosi was the most unpopular politician with a 41% favorable and a 52% unfavorable. This month, her favorable dropped to 38% and her unfavorable 56%. Additionally, a survey found Pelosi hits 60% unfavorable in Trump Democrat districts, meaning districts that lean Democrat but Trump won them. According to the NRCC press release, Democrats in these districts are going to have an uphill battle defending their decisions to vote in lockstep with Pelosi's socialist agenda. Survey was conducted between April 18th and 21st, consisted of 1,000 voters across 85 battleground congressional districts, and included an oversample in 16 ticket-splitting districts. Republicans continue to show they're in good position to regain the House majority in the midterm elections. In the ticket-splitting districts, the survey found 54% want a Republican who will be a check and balance to Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats' agenda in Congress, and just 41% want a Democrat who will help Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats pass their agenda in Congress. So 54 to 41%. Moreover, the NRCC polls show Democrats misplaced their faith in the improving economy to maintain the House majority in the presidency. Of the voters surveyed, a majority put their trust in Republicans over Democrats in Congress on jobs and the economy. The voters overall said they support Republicans by more than 5 points. 46% supported Republicans, 41% support Democrats. When independents were asked, 42% put their trust in Republicans. This is on the economy, and 31% in Democrats. The NRCC memo said Democrats' signature piece of legislation, a partisan COVID bill, is coming up small. A majority, 57% of voters, do not believe President Biden's COVID stimulus is helping them and their family. Furthermore, when asked about the southern border, 75% of the voters see the border situation as a crisis or a major problem, and only 23% say the situation at the border is a minor problem or not a problem at all. So 75 to 23 see it as a big problem. Immigration and border security are one of Biden and Congress's most pressing issues. The released memo detailed growing Republican support as more voters learn about wasteful spending by the Democrats. The NRCC also cited an overwhelming majority of independent voters who will be less likely to vote for Democrats the more one-sided votes the party takes on major issues. A supermajority of independents, 72%, are less likely to vote for a Democrat who supports $2 trillion in wasteful spending that funds Democrats' pet projects without any accountability or transparency for how the money is spent. A remarkable 71% of independents are less likely to vote for a Democrat who voted for the $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan that spends 93% on things other than improving our roads and bridges. 69% of independents are less likely to vote for a Democrat who supports $2 trillion in wasteful spending that will drag down hourly wages over the next 10 years. 68% of independents are less likely to vote for a Democrat who voted for a bloated and expensive infrastructure bill that could cost the United States 1 million jobs in the first 2 years. So, you know, again, let me be fair here. These are some big numbers in our favor. But number one, obviously, it's the way these polls are worded, and you hear the way they're worded. They're worded the way I like them worded, but that doesn't mean that's fair. So, of course, you're going to come up with 70% or against Democrats who waste your money and spend bloated budgets. You know, it's all the way you say it. Democrats do the same poll, and they say, our infrastructure is going to save America, create millions of jobs and bridges and highways. How do you feel about that? And most people say, oh, I love it. So, you know, there's two sides to this coin. But there's no question they're doing polling only in battleground states and swing districts. And those are the ones that we are most likely to win. But then the question becomes, think of how rigged the last election was. Can you stop it from being rigged again? They rigged it against Trump. They stole it in those battleground areas, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. How are you going to stop them this time? They didn't win the election. They stole it. They rigged it and they stole it. They don't have the majority. We do. That's why no one ever showed up at Biden events. There are no Biden fans. Can you imagine Biden got the most votes in history? More votes than Hillary. More votes than Obama. More votes than Reagan and Trump. Yeah, right. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warriors, with you. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then. God bless you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.